Greeting, my Kardec radio friends, from the voice of Allan Kardec.
And welcome from the voice of the spirits.
We are here to take you on another audio journey through the Spirits book by Allan Kardec. Today's travels will take us through incarnation on different worlds, addressing questions 172 to 181.
Enjoy.
Question 172. Are all of our different corporeal existences lived on Earth?
No, not all of them. They may be lived on other worlds as well. Those on this globe are neither the first nor the last, but they are the most material and the farthest from perfection.
Question 173. With each new corporeal existence, does the soul pass from one world to another, or does it live several lives on the same globe?
It may live many lives on the same world if it has not evolved sufficiently to go to a more advanced one.
Subquestion 173A. So, we may reappear several times on the Earth?
Of course.
Subquestion 173B. Can we come back to it again after having lived on other worlds?
Certainly. You may have already lived on other worlds besides Earth.
Question 174. Is it necessary to live again on the Earth?
No, but if you do not progress, you may go to another world that is no better, perhaps one that is even worse.
Question 175. Is there any special advantage in coming back to live on the Earth?
No special advantage, unless you come on a mission. However, in that case, you will progress nonetheless, just like you would on any other world.
Subquestion 175A. Wouldn't it be better to remain a spirit?
No, no. That would keep you at a standstill. What you want is to evolve towards God.
Question 176. After having incarnated on other worlds, can spirits incarnate on this one without ever having come here before?
Yes, just as you can incarnate on other globes, all worlds are in solidarity. What you have not accomplished on one, you may on another.
Subquestion 176A. Then, are there those who are on the Earth for the first time?
There are many and at various degrees.
Subquestion 176B. Is there some kind of indication by which we may recognize a spirit who is on the Earth for the first time?
That would be of no use to you whatsoever.
Question 177. In order to arrive at the perfection and supreme bliss that are mankind's final aim, must a spirit have lived on all the worlds in the entire universe?
No, because there are many worlds of like degree where the spirits would learn nothing new.
Subquestion 177A. Then how can we explain the plurality of a spirit's lives on the same globe?
It may find itself there each time in very different situations, which will provide it with many opportunities to acquire experience.
Question 178. Can spirits be reborn corporeally on a world that is relatively less evolved than the one on which they have already lived?
Yes, when they have a mission to fulfill, that will aid their progress. They joyfully accept the tribulations of this kind of existence in such a case because they furnish them a means for their further advancement.
Subquestion 178A. Mightn't this also occur as an expiation? And mightn't God send rebellious spirits to less evolved worlds?
Spirits may remain at a standstill, but they never regress. Thus, their punishment consists in not advancing and in having to recommence badly used lives in an environment more suited to their nature.
Subquestion 178B. Who are the ones who must recommence the same existence?
Those who have failed in their mission or trials.
Question 179. Are the beings who inhabit each world all at the same degree of purification?
No, it is like on Earth. There are some who are more advanced and some who are less advanced.
Question 180. In passing from this world to another, does the spirit retain the intelligence it possessed here?
Yes, indeed, because intelligence is never lost. Such a spirit may not have the same means of expressing it. However, it depends both on the degree of purity and the state of the body it acquires.
Author's footnote to question 180. See influence of the organism by referring to questions 367 to 370. Question 181. Do the beings who inhabit different worlds have bodies similar to ours?
Of course they have bodies, because the spirit must be clothed with matter in order to act upon matter. This envelope, however, is more material or less so according to the degree of purity the spirit has reached. This is what determines the difference among the worlds through which we must pass. For there are many dwellings in God's house, and therefore many degrees. Some recognize this and are conscious of it here on earth, but others know nothing at all about it.